guys, we're back for another episode of Being Achievement K-Pop Tunes, and we're switching it up this year. We got different content planned, and so we kind of went back to our just wanting to talk about K-pop and K-pop as a culture, I guess is a good way to put it.
And we're so going back to the list of things we want to talk about.
Yeah, just regarding K-pop.
Yeah. And guys,
I think it still fits though, regarding K-pop as like a culture, because I would say it's like a cultural thing now. But anyway, I'll let Lacey continue. And guys,
we are getting Delulu. I know, it's been such a trending topic or word as of late, telling people that they're Delulu or you're Delulu. But did you know that a psychologist has said that it is healthy to be Delulu for your K-pop stars?
Yes, there is a certain middle ground. And so I'm sure that you all have probably seen the TikTok at some point. I'm sure it's popped up on every K-pop stan's TikTok feed at one point or another. And so there is a psychologist, Dr. Nicola Thomas is her name, and she specializes in psychology and pop culture. And she has discussed that being delusional for celebrities and idols to a certain extent is actually healthy and can affect your life positively, according to science.
Which, if you really want to break this down, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes sense.
It's the reason why we have celebrities. And yeah. I don't know, when you aspire to like be someone or want to be around someone or to become a better person because of somebody, I do want to argue that you are being a little Delulu with some of those things.
Yeah.
So what did she say?
So one of the things too that she really discusses, and she referenced a paper titled Media, Celebrities, and Fans, and it actually goes into details about how being delusional, quote, and like adoring celebrities and idols for entertainment and social purposes and having these idols and celebrities to look up to, for example, can actually serve as a break from life stress. And so that's why it is promoted that being delusional to a nice middle ground is good for you, because it generally improves your life, like the quality of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can argue that's true. Like, I agree with that statement.
No, I agree, because I went through a phase where I felt like it was time for me to move on from like being such a hardcore K-pop fan, if I'm being honest. Like, life was lifing, and I was like, I need to reprioritize things. And I think I felt like my hobbies needed to like to evolve into something else. So it was like when I graduated, or even like towards the end when I graduated, when real life was like, I had to figure it out. So I took a break from that in anime for a while, and like life was just kind of boring, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. I've never been the person to have many hobbies or similar hobbies as other people, where, you know, everybody's talking about whatever Netflix series is going on, or I don't know, sports. That's boring stuff to me. I can never chime into conversations because I just wasn't interested in that stuff. And like, getting back into K-pop or anime and being Delulu about the characters or idols, it really does, like, give you some motivation in life or just happiness in general. And when I was super into K-pop, I was very much Delulu over some idols. Obviously Jungkook, but I would argue being Delulu definitely helped me in that regard, because I think it depends on the person, because there are some crazy fans out there that you can shape yourself like, oh, let me act right because I know my idol wouldn't. like me if I was like this type of person or I presented myself this way. So in some cases, it makes you become a better person. Not to say I wasn't a better person before, Jungkook, because I was amazing and I still am amazing.
I love the self-confidence.
But it, Jungkook made me feel like I was already thoughtful, but to be like thoughtful and intentful in a way. So that's where my Delulu, that's what happened with my Delulu.
Well, and it's interesting. I have two things to say about everything you just said. It's interesting that you had said that life was like boring and that sort of thing regarding like taking your break, because Dr. Nicola Thomas, in her TikTok and in her discussion of like the optimal Delulu zone and like being Delulu is okay, actually had said that being Delulu can protect you from like a major depressive episode. And that's why it's really important in life, just not even like regarding K-pop, just anything. If you're a collector, whether it's trading cards or the crazy mug thing that's going on right now, like
the Stanley Cups.
Yeah. It's just important to have interest. And it's important to have interests that make you happy. And like going off of that, I am in totally in the same boat. So life and things happened, and I took a break from K-pop and anime and pretty much everything as well, like Lacey. And I've discussed it pretty much because it's not anything that I hide. Like, it happened. It's what led me to where I am now. But I've mentioned it in other episodes a few times just regarding like K-pop topics and then also Monsta X, talking about them. But I was kind of like forced to take my break because I wasn't doing well in university, and I had to focus on school because I was trying to fix the problems that I had created. And it wasn't that like K-pop had caused the problem or like these interests I had caused the problem. I was just having a really hard time with classes, and like all of my degree was science and math based, and I was good at the science, but as soon as you tied in the math, I wasn't, and it was just causing a lot of stress. And I didn't have any way to relieve the stress because I was trying to focus on, like I said, fixing the problems that I had created, but I wasn't making any time for myself. And so ultimately it led to me dropping out of school. And during that time, I was actually, my anxiety was at an all-time high. Like, it was through the roof. And I wouldn't say I was depressed, but I was definitely leaning towards like the depression side of things. And that's about the time that I discovered Monsta X and really got back into K-pop, because Robbie had been trying to get me to like Monsta X for a while at this point, and I just had no time to get into them. And I dropped out of school and I was like, well, what do I do with myself? Like, I was job searching at that point because I wanted to stay where I was living. And like I said, I didn't know what to do with myself. So I was like, I have all this free time. Let's get back into K-pop. Let's check out this group that Robbie was trying to get me into. And I fell back into Monsta X and or fell into Monsta X, and ultimately that made me fall back into K-pop in general. And I slowly just saw my quality of life like turn around, and
it made me go like, why did I do this to myself?
And, like, I had no choice, but it literally was like a, oh my gosh, this is like, it's literally life. I needed this. It's life changing. Like, things probably would have been a little bit different if I hadn't been so focused on all of the things that were wrong and had even just a little bit of something to give me a break. And then going further off of what Lacey said, I've expressed this a lot, but I think Monsta X, especially, one reason I'm so like emotionally attached to them as a group is because they have done a lot for me as a person. And like Lacey said, that Jungkook made her like a better person, even though she was already the best person. But I can argue that Monsta X gave me, and Juhan especially, gave me a lot of self-confidence. Like, I feel a lot better about myself. I feel like a lot stronger minded. I'm more willing to try new things and do things on my own. Like, I'm not afraid to go to K-pop concerts on my own. And typically my anxiety would have held me back from that. But there's been a lot of like me just being like, well, forget my anxiety. What would Juhan do? Like, Juhan would say, just do this. And so I go and do it, and it ends up being a lot of fun. And so I think there is a there's definitely a level of just having an interest in of itself that improves your quality of life and also improves you as a person.
I think it's nice. I think it's nice that you could have this form of a break, and it just kind of goes into your hobbies don't have an age limit. That's sure. What it made me realize a lot, where you don't have to outgrow these things if they make you happy, as long as you're not doing like, you're not like a stalker or something in that regard. But they make you happy, so why would you stop? That's what I felt like when I got back mm-hmm. into it. And I'm not on the level that I used to be, but it makes me happy when I see other people enjoy K-pop like the way that they do.
Yeah.
And them being obsessed with like their bias, or people doing sketches on TikTok to showcase each idol and how they would act but dependent on a scenario. I think those are hilarious, because wow, you really know them like that. And I know you know them like that because you're just so involved with the fandom and the idols. So I think I agree with this doctor, Dr. Thomas.
I agree as well. And she actually, in the TikTok, there is a chart that has like the optimal Delulu zone, going off of what Lacey had said about like being like a stalker, for example. She definitely, since she's a psychologist, she aims the discussion towards like mental health. And mm-hmm. so like if you are too realistic, then obviously your well-being decreases because you are just really negative and have too much of a negative view about yourself. And then the optimal zone is just really like using these things as kind of a way to inspire yourself, and like hypothetically you're aspiring to be similar to this person that you're looking up to. And so like going off
or be like likable to that person.
Yeah. And like going off what I said, just like having a lack of confidence, like it could boost your confidence, and you could be like, oh, I don't want to do this thing because I don't think I'm that great at it. But if you like change your way of thinking, it could be like, well, I could be one in a million. Like, what if I just try this once and see what happens? Like, you never know. And then there is the side that she had mentioned was like too Delulu, and that's when you lose touch with reality and you end up hurting yourselves mm-hmm. and the people around you. And so she really aimed it towards more of like a mental health aspect, but I think there is definitely, especially in K-pop, a level of
definitely
losing touch with reality. And
when you're doing things that are not ethical, you might need to take a step back. Yeah. Or if you're having to cut ties with friends and family over certain things because you're doing them unethically, you might need to hold a mirror up to yourself and ask why.
And I think that also can really go into other things that we've talked about in other episodes and like touched on very briefly, of just like if you're putting the artist and their well-being at risk, you should probably take a step back. Or
honestly, even yourself, like financially, or just
if you're putting yourself at risk, like if you're doing too many fan calls, that sort of thing. Or like, not from personal experience, but for personal experience from my side of the K-pop sphere, if you're a group order manager and you're not fulfilling orders and you keep opening more orders but you're not giving people the products that they paid for, that's like a financial problem. That's hurting you. It's not worth it getting into these fan calls if you're losing face over it, honestly.
Or like being Delulu to the point where you think you are dating someone.
Yes.
That is.
Or even just getting like really, I don't even, like really possessive over the idols. That's
oh yeah, like that's really attacking one. People for if they don't know the idol, like you know the idol.
Yeah.
Or don't when something
to their music, that sort of thing.
Or if someone doesn't really say anything bad, or maybe they do say something bad and it's like detrimental to you, and you go out of your way to like make it into an argument or bigger than that. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't. I feel like you shouldn't be that Delulu when you have. I feel like when you are having so strong emotions to that regard to cause harm, essentially. to another person, whether it's physically or like emotionally, or holding in all that frustration and anger, that's where you need to take a step back. Because as I say, it's not that deep.
Nope, it's not. And I know that one of the main like argument points of that, especially, and why the Delulu argument comes up quite a bit, is because especially in K-pop, we see that there is a level of parasocial relationships. And K-pop, I think more so than a lot of celebrity fandoms and like the idea of celebrity worship, K-pop really pushes the parasocial relationship and the accessibility of these idols to the point that sometimes it makes it hard for people to realize that nice middle line. And I think, I don't know if it's like an age thing or just a maturity thing. That
I think it's a maturity thing. Because I've never been to that extreme, but I can see why a teen would, or like early 20s.
Yeah.
Not even like cutting it off. Like, I feel like you need to start getting it together at 20 or 21.
Yeah.
Like, you need to start thinking about consequences of your actions if you're not already thinking that. But as a teen, I see it.
Yeah. And I think,
you're about to say. Sorry. What do you think?
I was going to say, I think a lot of it too stems from the fact that, like, for our era of K-pop, we didn't have so much accessibility to these idols.
I agree.
Whereas, we were introduced to platforms like VLive and all of the fake texting, like, apps. Those
I don't know, though.
We were introduced to them as they were new, though. And so, like, when I...
But wouldn't that have caused you to be more Delulu if we had less interaction?
I don't think so, because I'm not exposed to them as much. So there is a level to me of them being absolutely unattainable.
I guess it depends.
Especially being an international fan, where it's like, I'm not getting on a plane to Korea to go and try.
But I think, like, I guess it depends on how you're conceptualizing, like, Delulu. Because I feel like when you have the limitations, it makes you imagine more of what, like, ideally this person could be. I'm like, oh my god, I can't, like, I idolize this person and I have this image of them and it's gonna be so perfect and blah blah blah, like, kind of like how people idolize Beyonce because we don't know enough about her.
Yeah,
and it was like that for us too, so I think it depends. Because I would argue, like, I find the mystery more attractive.
Okay. To me, the mystery makes them just a person. Like, I don't, like, I'm not seeking more information. And so it makes it feel more real to me of like, oh, I can't get too invested. And like, I'm not going to say I'm definitely not the type that, like, I've imagined things and been like, oh, this would be so cool. Like, I want to be Juhan and Taeyong's best friend. Like
me, and for me, I'm like, oh, I wonder what that they're like. Like, I want to know. I have all these ideas, so, and I just need to know. But
so I think
have so much access to them now. It depends.
I was going to say, I think it can be argued both ways. It can. The mystery can definitely make you more delusional by causing more, like you said, imagination. Like, you're definitely thinking about things and trying to conceptualize things. But then I also think the accessibility of them can also make it more likely to make you more
lose-lose.
Yeah, no, it definitely is, because it's like the accessibility thing. A lot of these idols get on to their lives live broadcasting, and they talk to the fans in a very like personal manner, and it's something that the companies push. And so there might be a fan within that live
that feels like they're talking to them.
Yeah, so
it's like those stalker stories where they have a stalker that they just feel like they are best friends, and they're like, I've only said one thing to this person.
Yes. And I can argue, being familiar with fan calls and having done them, there are definitely people that win fan calls a lot. I would argue I'm one of them. I've won.
Now you're about to make a whole bunch of points with this.
But then I think there are also serial fan call winners, where those are the people that, like, they don't fulfill their group orders, that sort of thing, and they win almost every single fan call for every single fan or site for or like multiple members. And that's, that frustrates a lot of people, understandably, because like I'll do multiple fan calls in one era, but for different sites or like the sites I'm familiar with. But I think there's a level of like, you sometimes see it with fan call winners where they really think that they're like best friends or dating these people because they won the calls so much and they've had these conversations, and it's more like not really intimate, but it's like more of a one-on-one thing. And
I think Delulu is crossing the line when you were talking about the fan calls, and they, and these fans say or do things that are inappropriate and awkward.
Yeah,
that's where I'm just like, yeah, your Delulu is it's on the wrong side. It's not in the middle. It's too far right or whatever.
Or even just when you see these people get off the calls and they're acting a certain way about having talked to their idols, you can tell that they're taking it a little bit more personally. Like, they might recognize you from the multiple fan calls you've been in, but that doesn't mean they have a relationship with you. Like,
I would literally just be happy, like,
idol interaction.
They know me. Like, when I come up on the screen, they're gonna be like,
or they see my name on the list. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want.
That makes me happy. That makes me happy.
I mean, because obviously, I mean, I'll speak for me. I would love to hang out with some of these idols. I feel like I would have such a hilarious time with some people. I would laugh so much with some people, but I think Delulu is too extreme when you have these opinions of someone and you feel like you can say what you want and they can get your humor in a sense, or you think it's funny and it's not, and it's just not appropriate because you don't know this person. You don't know this idol.
Yeah.
No one knows this idol other than the people in the group and people that know this person as a person. And not as their job. So,
and that's where a lot of people don't realize, like, you have to draw the line. Because this is their job. They are being paid. Like,
it is a job.
When Juhan gets into the fan call with me, I know he's getting paid to be there. Like,
it's like a host club.
That doesn't bother me. Like, this is fine.
It's a host club, guys. Like, you're paying for
a service.
A service. And it's not a bad thing. I think host clubs are great. I think the whole, I mean, it's consumerism, but I think more people need to understand it is a job and that these are real people. And I think with some fans or in general, we are really losing touch of the fact that the internet is just a form of communication. Mm-hmm. And like, there is something, wow, fireworks on my screen. But you are dealing with someone that is a human on the other side. They're not just like a robot, or not tangible being. And you needed to ask, people need to start asking themselves that, if I say this to myself or a stranger does this to me, how would that make me feel? And not enough people do that. I mean, no one really does that. And even in just the internet sphere, no one does that. And I think more people need to do that.
No, I definitely agree. And it goes back to what I said, where it's kind of like when you're putting the idol's like well-being at risk and your own well-being at risk, that's when it's kind of like you need to remember that this is their job, but also that they are a real person on the other side.
Yeah.
They are affected by what you do and what you say and how you act.
Don't be weird. Like,
yeah, don't be weird. Don't make things uncomfortable.
You know how many times I get tired of seeing that dude come up where he's like, it's been 0 days since fans did something weird. And he always erases it down to zero.
Oh, jeez.
Makes me sad. There's been too many recent fan calls where I'm just like,
yeah, the weird fan
calls. What are y'all on?
Up again, and it's odd. Like, what?
I can't imagine spending that much money to do what you did.
No.
And then think like, that was great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I agree. 100%. Another thing that got brought up by Dr. Thomas was that she had cited another paper in her little discussion that had said that, I think the title of the paper was like, Escape escapism and motivation, and that K-pops have a sense of like well-being and identity. And it was just the idea that, especially in regards to other fandoms, K-pop kind of carries its own, like I said at the start of this episode, it's like kind of like a culture thing.
Mm-hmm.
It carries its own meaning and really just like transcends the genre of music itself and establishes a sense of like community, which goes back into the mental health aspect of her whole discussion of just saying that it improves like your entire well-being and state mm-hmm. of life. But I did think that was interesting, because I do think that K-pop is really a community.
I agree.
Because I think we've both had concert experiences where it's like, it's so easy to make friends in line.
If you really wanted to make friends, you can make friends at any concert you go to, because yes. you are all there for the same thing.
For the same reason.
You all have like, the same interests.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it up. You're going to become best friends.
Yeah.
It's better than like going to a bar or club. You know how many variables that is? Too many.
Yeah.
Trying to find a connection with someone just based off going to the bar? No.
But I just thought that was interesting, because I definitely think that K-pop does have like a sense of community. Even just going to like, it's always nice to just go to like, when we visit K-Town in LA, like the K-pop stores and the Korean malls, and see the fans there.
Mm-hmm.
That are there for the K-pop store, but end up like walking the entire mall to kind of see what's there, what's happening. And it's just like satisfying to see like
mm-hmm.
you're here for the same reason. You like the same things. I might not talk to you, but I can see that you're really happy. And
I'm not judging you for it.
Yeah, and that just makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I like that. I remember when I first got into K-pop, and I was obsessed with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted all of it. Why?
Same.
Why not?
And it wasn't easily accessible
at all. That's why I like it. That's why I liked the. It's like I appreciate everything we have now,
mm-hmm.
but I do like the limitation, because it builds the desire.
Yeah. No, I agree. I definitely like that. There's more concerts now, because that's mm-hmm. one thing that it's like,
I do like that.
That's great. But like getting the merch, it was definitely, and like it's still kind of difficult sometimes, but I remember it was so difficult to the point that I literally had to make an eBay account, and like I was still young enough in my teens that my mom was like, what are you doing on eBay? Like eBay was that site that you're like.
I mean, it's still.
Yeah.
It is. But, like, I'm so scared.
YG Entertainment opened an eBay like storefront, mm-hmm. and I remember being like, "Wow, G-Dragon's album, like G-Dragon,
we have to get it."
And she was sitting on the computer doing all of it, paying for it, buying it for me. But I was like, "This and this and this is what I want," and like this, and I had to point out and like.
I think that's so. I love that as a part of youth to be that into, I guess, Delulu about something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so great. That's why I love it when my nieces and nephews are like that.
Yes.
Like, be obsessed with it. Because, yeah. I mean, why not?
If it brings you happiness. If it brings you joy.
If it makes you geek out, yeah.
Yeah.
Be into that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No, it is cool. And you should be happy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What is hard to get? What's hard to get?
What is hard to get in, like, yeah. K-pop right now?
Mm-hmm. You know what we need in K-pop? We need some vinyls.
Oh, we do have some vinyls. Monsta X has some vinyls.
I want vinyls for everybody.
Oh. I feel like that'd be a lot.
I would like.
Production-wise.
Cool vinyl.
But
like a limited amount. Well, that'd be cool.
Monsta X's vinyls are limited edition.
Why don't everybody needs to do that?
Because not everybody needs vinyls or even knows what they're for.
People are still into vinyls.
I know. And they're,
it's very blowing, trendy.
It's blowing back up, too.
It's very urban outfitters still. I would want the vinyl. If you guys just want to make one vinyl and send it to me, that'd be great. That'd be that'd be awesome. Honestly. Thank you.
Thank you. Shout out.
I mean, at least we have like one avenue that still does CDs.
Yeah.
You know, that's like dwindling.
Yeah. And that is one thing that's just really fun about K-pop, and where I think that a lot of people really get the mindset of like, oh, it's like a cult, like that sort of thing, and get intimidated by it, is like, we do still have that avenue of they are producing the CDs, and I think they could do better about like buying the albums for fan signs. Like there should be a digipack, like digital version of the album,
or as well,
like, or just like you're buying tickets to get in instead of actually buying the physical albums and being sent them, because that's really just a waste of resources and is not good for the environment. But the collecting part of it, like people want the physical albums and the things inside of it, because there's the collection portion of K-pop. Like you said, it's nice to have that physical thing.
I think,
and like I love
displaying. I think losing physical forms of media is scary.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And everything being in a digital form is scary.
I agree.
So I want them to do the CDs forever. I want them to at least do that, because we don't even get DVDs anymore.
Yeah.
Like, is that that is insane. That we is still, insane.
And K-pop still does DVDs as well. Like,
yeah,
tour DVDs, that sort of thing.
Because where the heck are they about to stream it? What?
Yeah.
HBO?
And I agree. Like, I do think it's scary losing the physical form of media. Mm. But I just think for like environmental purposes and resource purposes, like the fan calls and fan signs, there is a better way to go about applying rather than buying 20 albums and actually,
I agree, send, yeah,
20 physical albums. Because I've been lucky enough to like sell the albums and get a bit of the money back and somebody gets an album out of it, but there are a lot of people that just
And it's just hard. That's hard when you have to do fan calls and you try to regulate it, because mm-hmm. someone's always going to be, you just can't take that away.
Yeah.
Because if you're just like, it's a free for all, you're going to have people that make like multiple accounts and all that. So,
which is why I think there needs to be like a digital, like limited edition version, a digipack version, a tickets, like you're actually buying tickets, or just the photo cards that they get.
Oh, photo cards would be cool.
Well, because like all of the fan sites that I've applied, I get special edition photo cards. So why are we not just paying for the photo cards instead of the whole like album?
Money.
But I mean, like they could still charge the photo cards. Like they could still have it be the price of the album, but not give me the album, if that makes sense.
But people would feel like they're not getting what they pay for.
But you're getting the fan call if you're actually winning. So I don't know. I feel like there's like just
food for, I think, thought. They're trying. I think they're talking about it in the rooms and they're just like, we haven't figured it out yet. They're talking about the same thing we brought up.
Food for thought, though. It's just something to think about. But I do agree. Like that's another, just the sense of community, photo cards, like the albums, being able to collect them, like you see behind me, being able to display them. It's fun. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
I need another shelf. I'm running out of room.
Yeah, I want a whole wall.
Oh, I plan
of shelves.
If we ever get a house, I'm gonna have.
I'm gonna put the mansion over here. And I'm gonna
There's actually a YouTuber, and I think they're on TikTok, that has like a really nice collection and how they display it. I'll see if I can send it to you. I'll see if I can find them. They're a content creator. I don't remember what their name is though, but the way they display their albums, that it's like goals.
One half albums, other half manga. Like, well, that'd be cool,
right? Me with my books. I want like the albums and the books.
I would pass out if I walked into someone's room and I just saw that as a wall.
I will. And that's this content creator. It's like literally their whole entire bedroom.
What
wall.
A flex.
I'm like, this is so cool. Like, you.
I want to go. Girl. I want to be more into K-pop and anime. I'm like, girl, rent out a book, an album. Sign your name here. Bring it back in a week. That'd be so cool. I would really collect if I had the space for it. Space, I'd be just like you. I would be the person that would buy different versions of the album.
And display.
Yeah.
And like I even have, for the signed versions I have, I still have those versions unsigned so I can display them differently than the signed versions. So yeah.
I like collectibles. I like collections.
I do too. Anything else to add?
No, it's okay to have hobbies and be Delulu over your idols to an extent.
Yeah.
I don't think it hurts anybody. And I think if you have a problem with it, I think you need to understand why you don't like that, cuz I think you're just being a hater. I think you are. I think people that judge people for those things, they're just mad that they're not that passionate about a hobby.
Well, and it's always like the K-pop side too, like
it's like K-pop and anime,
but it's still a passion and at the core.
And gaming,
people that collect like trading cards, cars, baseball cards, like those sorts of things, they don't get as much.
But I mean, people that are like Delulu are just very passionate about their hobbies, like oh, you play too many games, or like, why are you still into this K-pop and anime stuff? You're too old for that. Or it's weird. It's weird because you have the girls out here obsessed over some metal cups that are $50 each. And then you have 10-year-olds obsessed with Drunk Elephant. Where are the priorities? But I can't even... I the only thing I say about the Stanley Cup is I don't have a problem with you being obsessed with it. What I do have a problem is you trying to trample people over to get limited edition stuff. That goes for any fandom, any hobbyist. Because K-pop fans do that too. I also don't appreciate y'all opening up these albums to get these cards
and leaving them in the store.
And leaving them.
That is stealing. I'm missing one.
You are stealing.
You are stealing, yes. That's a whole reason.
Y'all are stealing. I don't know what else to say other than you're stealing. You can get arrested. You can get arrested for a piece of paper. That's all I have to say.
Agreed.
Think about that, because that's what
life choices.
And people are still doing that. Like, why are y'all still doing this?
Yep.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah. I think that's it as well. But to end it, as Alan from Gravity said, let the delusions continue.
He said, be Delulu and it'll be Trululu or something
He said, let the Delulu continue. Let the Delulu become Trululu.
Yes.
Alan from Gravity, 2023.
It's like manifestation. Like, it'll come true
is.
If you manifest it. Because he was manifesting it. He was writing it.
Yeah.
He
said he was signing people's yearbooks saying, Alan, future K-pop idol.
And that was part of manifestation, y'all.
And look at him now. And that is where the Delulu part comes in really well, because the manifestation, if it gives you the confidence to manifest like that,
do it, please.
Yeah.
I know I need to be Delulu in some aspects of my life. And once I get that formula, it's over.
You're unstoppable.
I am.
So yeah, guys, tell us what you think about this discussion. Did you watch the TikTok? Are you Delulu?
I'm gonna guess that you are.
Yeah, I am too. If you're here, you probably are, because we both are.
I get a little Delulu over. I mean, obviously Jungkook, but I be getting a little Delulu over Ian sometime.
That's valid though. Honestly.
And like, yeah, Ian, he has that emo boy aesthetic where the younger millennial, like the younger middle school girl, I'm like, oh.
You're like, oh, heartthrob.
That's perfect. Like every millennial girl's heartthrob point in their life.
That is so funny. Let us know what you guys think though. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Tell us all of your Deluluisms, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.